You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action in Goram Park, an 8-race card to look forward to there with action on the flat. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Very well, thank you.
Good man. What do you make of Goram today, Andy?
As we can all see, big fields, lots of competitive racing, nothing too short, so punters can be rubbing their hands in appreciation and perhaps a little bit of value tonight. Although, I found it quite difficult when I looked at it this morning. Nothing was absolutely jumping off the page at me, I must admit. I thought, obviously, the standard of normal Irish meetings is slightly down. And because of that, the lesser horses are running tonight, and that makes it more difficult.
Let's get stuck into tonight's card then. The 3.55 is the first race. We start here with a claiming race over the extended mile and one furlong. And Vitalised is the 6-4 favourite. 3-1 for Spiritual Man. 6-1 for Love Letter. Wider World is 7s. 8-1 for Goodness Sake. Master Rule is 10-1. 18-1 are bigger prices for the others. So who do you side with in the opener, Andy?
Yeah, tricky start for punters here tonight. Claimer. Don't get many claimers in Ireland. Low-grade stuff. There are one or two that have got a little bit of upside attached to them, and they've managed to worm their way to the top of the market. The favourite is Vitalised, who, if she can repeat her last run here on the 12th of August behind Aurelia Cotter and Maudlin Magdalene, of course, two horses have gone on to win subsequently, she's got every chance of taking this race at a track that Jim Boulder does really well at. It's one of his happy stomping grounds. She just come cope with those two better class horses late on. She's got a mark of 71, which would probably say is about the most that this lot has achieved, sort of like quality-wise. So it all depends whether she can repeat the dose. She's got a tricky draw to overcome here, however, in stall 11, so that won't be easy. And I've just got a sneaky feeling that maybe Spiritual Man might just have enough residual quality to take this race. I'll certainly give the favourite a race, and at 7-2 he would be the pick. He ran okay the other day down in Leopardstown. It wasn't a bad maiden. The Crewmaster had obviously gone there off the back of a good run first time out and duly obliged. The rest of them finishing a little bit of a heap, and perhaps Connections thought that Spiritual Man perhaps wasn't putting it all in because the cheek piece had gone on tonight. Fourth at Monolite, that wasn't a bad effort either down in Roscommon. Seems to stay a mile and a quarter quite well. Inconclusive, I'd say, Spiritual Man. But with the cheap pieces on and the favourite drawn 11, there might just be, like I say, a window of opportunity for this one to take. So that one is the selection in the first.
Okay, take a little chance on Spiritual Man in the opener. The second race is the 4.25. This one is a handicap over the extended mile and one furlong. It's for three-year-olds and older, and the market headed by Sword Fight, who's 5-1. Ningzai is sixes, sevens for Malicious Intent, well, that one's a reserve. Wexford Opera is 8-1 with Dalian. Hillary is tens, 12-1 for Could, Should, Would. Eric the Grey also 12s and 14s are bigger for the others. So 5-1 the field should be a bit of value in there, Andy.
Yeah, there is. This one's not a bad race, so I'll probably have a bet in this one. We never say never in this game, but the chances of Malicious Intent getting into this race are none to zero. And I would have made that my selection had it got in, because I'd rate that horse's performance last time out at Tipperary when beating a very well-fancied horse of John Ox's in the shape of Amagreen Lass, and also the lad who rides it, this Killian Leonard. I think he's one of the brightest prospects in the apprentice ranks in Ireland. But enough of him for another day. We'll move on to the selection, which is Dalian. Roger Sweeney's 6-year-old's been fairly consistent, other than one poor run at Bellystown, which probably wasn't his track, and the ground was a bit firm for him. But given some ease in the ground, which it's likely to be here tonight at Garran, and as he proved here last time, he's a fairly useful conveyance in this kind of event, or this kind of grade. And the form of that race at Garran, although it hasn't worked out as spectacularly as I was hoping it would have done, I'm still quite convinced that that speed figure and the horses that were involved in the finish will prove me right in the long run. It went the way of McNicholson, who got beat the other day, but he raced on soft or heavy ground at the current. That just basically completely done his chances in. But bring him into Micra. He's our man, the second and the third. They both run well in really competitive races subsequently. So Dalian just finished on the coattails of those. Certainly ran right up to his very best. He's also won here before, which is a positive over course and distance. And he's, like I say, he's running up a reasonably consistent profile, and that's what you're looking in these kind of races. Ran about 8-1 this morning. I'm pretty convinced if he runs that speed figure that he did the last time, Dalian will be in the first four.
Dalian each way then for Andy in the 425. The 455 is race three on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF median auction maiden. It's for colts and geldings. It's over 7 furlongs. And Red Dot Roman is the 9-4 favourite. 5-1 for Old Brig. 7 left is 6-1. Snowy Scene, another at sixes. 7-1 for Wexford Voice. And 10-1 or bigger for the others. Just starting with the market leader, Mickey Halford's son of Holy Roman Emperor, Andy. His debut effort looks pretty good, but Sol 14, that's a tricky draw to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, a lot depends what happens here tonight at Garran Park. Usually what happens, we usually like split the card in two. We'll have the first two or three races all run around the inside where they're looking for the better ground, and the low numbers certainly hold sway. And then as the horses dig up that far side rail and maybe a little bit of softer ground comes into play, a better ground comes into play, the horses drawn middle to wide, then shift down the middle of the track and jockeys look for some better ground away from that far out. That's usually how it goes. It doesn't always go that way, but that's what I'm usually looking at. So maybe as the night goes on, the higher stall drawn horses probably won't be so inconvenient. So I wouldn't be writing off Red Dot Roman. He comes from a yard, as we well know now, by now. If you didn't, then I don't know where you've been. But Mickey Halford's horses, if they finish in the first two or three first time out, they've got to be good, because usually they finish 6th, 7th, 8th, not knocked about, and then we get on the next time out. There's a 25-1 no hoper down in Roscommon and ran way beyond expectations. Finished second behind Last Waltz, who ran well in a group race subsequently. Mixed messages though, because I tipped Camille the other day, the third horse, and that amazingly finished out the frame the other night. Roscommon back from 5-1 into 9-4. Still can't believe that was out the frame. So every chance that Red Dot Roman will run a huge race here, but I quite like 7 left here. That horse that I tipped here the last day, behind Endure Yourself, as a bit of a shock winner at 40-1 for the Ox Camp. But I think that was a decent race. And he just finished behind London, who was third, who was well fancied for the Aidan O'Brien stab. I think that was a decent man. The pace of the race is good. And 7 left just got a little bit blocked in on the inside rail. He was drawn low, and it ended up being a bad draw in the end because he couldn't get out when the tempo was increased. And he had 3 horses in front of him. He was basically locked away with no room whatsoever late in the latter stages. He's got a tricky old draw to overcome. Certainly not as bad as a favourite, but it could have been better in stall 10. But either way, he's had 3 runs. He's had 1 at the track in a good speed figure, and I quite like him actually. I think he's a horse that'll win races. So 6-1, I'm going to go with 7 left again each way.
7 left each way for Andy in the 455. The 525 is race number 4 on the card. This one is a nursery over 7 furlongs, and joint favourites this morning in the shape of Haraz and Hakiba. They're both 5-1. 13-2 for Fair Game. Gilan is 8-1 with Set to Fire. Las Vega is 10-1, as are Berlioz and Angelic Demon, and it's 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Another open betting here, Andy. Who do you side with in there?
I'd probably have to throw a couple into the mix here, because I think this is a really trappy nursery. A whole host of horses can be fancied, and 1 or 2 lurkers that obviously have had their 3 runs for handicap marks, and now could well be the day that their Blue Touch paper is ignited. One of those is Las Vega, a filly by Luke de Vega, trained by Anthony Mullins, has had 3 starts, and the last 2 have been very promising. 4 behind Juliet Fair, who took a chance in Patton Company over the weekend at the Curra. It's a race that I think, you know, is quite a useful one. There's already been a winner or two out of that race already. And then finished 6th behind the hugely impressive group winner on the Curra over the weekend, Smash Williams. He won by 6.5 lengths. The rest of them were involved in a bit of a blanket finish. But as it turned out, the Stansard Rail definitely wasn't the place to be. Usually is at the Curra over 6, but being as it was a very small, condensed track and the rails were pushed out, the ones down the middle to far side and ended up holding sway. So I actually thought this filly did quite well, drawn 21 up the stand rail. She came out the best of the very high numbers. And she's got a reasonable mark here of 71. You know, take the winner as a, you know, 100-rated horse. A mark in the mid-70s, early 70s is not too bad for this filly. So I'm hoping that she'll go well with a good draw. And the other one is Haraz. Podcasters will know that I fancied this quite strongly the other day when it ran here at Gower and got a not a particularly good break. Shane Farley dropped it out the back door. He was actually last turning in and did really well to finish third in the end, doing all his best work at the end. I don't really know what Shane was doing that day because it was drawn stall two and he showed no urgency from the stalls. Whether he was deliberately dropping it out or not, I don't really know. But those tactics around here can't be seen as good. You have to be up in the pace. So hopefully Sean Corby will ride this horse a bit more prominently. And he hopefully can improve upon that good third here the last day. So two against the field there. I think that Las Vegas is an interesting one, having run well in two good maidens. And also Haraz, I'd definitely have to give him a shout.
Couple against the field for Andy then in the 5.25. The 5.55 is race number 5 on the card. This one is a filly's maiden of 7 furlongs and Bairns at Bay is the 4-1 market leader. 9-2 for Perfect Fit. Aunt Sally's 11-2. Gladly's also 11-2, as is Tara Dillon. 8-1 for Alertness and 14s or bigger for the others. Several of these have been knocking on the door, Andy. For which does it open this evening?
Yeah, quite a tricky one this. You know, the first 5-6 in the betting have all got claims, even up to Alertness, who if you go back to early on in the season was a good second here beyond Osborne Jolliere. Been trying different trips in the interim and has been running quite well without getting its head in front. Similar applies to quite a few of these, but I quite like Gladly here. I know she's only got a rating of 67 and I'm sure that Charles O'Brien will exploit that mark in handicaps, but the fact that he's decided to come back here to maiden company after a good grounding last time out and a good race at Leopardstown, I think could actually work in this horse's favour. Certainly stepping up in trip will anyway. She's done all her best work in the finishing over that six furlong tight, six furlongs at the Dublin venue. And she was gunning down Captain Power and Izzy Bale Grey. Now, those two horses have been standard bearers for that kind of 0-75 graded race at that track for the last month or so. Izzy Bale Grey won one and then Captain Power won the other one. Captain Power, of course, went on to win at the Curragh on Saturday. So this form is absolutely red hot. And as I said, I think Gladly was in the process there of catching those two, had there been another furlong, which she gets the race over tonight. She's run on a variety of underfoot conditions, so it wouldn't really bother me either way, which what happens tonight at Garen. But all in all, I think she's got a really good chance here. She's top of my speed figures. And it's hard to see her not running well. So Gladly each way in the 5.55.
Gladly funding the 5.55, the 6.25 is the sixth race on the card. This one is Division 1 of this Apprentice Handicap. And the market for this headed by Tanneron, who's 9-2. Backed from sixes this morning as well. 5-1 for Artistic Integrity. Missile Command is sixes. 13-2 for Double Fast. Jackie Ellis, 8-1 with Athersell. And 11-1 on bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in there, Andy?
Well, Tanneron looks the obvious starting point, really. And I'd probably just give her another go. I say give her another go, of course, she won the other day. I mean, give her a chance to follow up. That's probably the right way of saying it. Whether that win came out of left field and she won't repeat that is obviously up to question. She's run well here in the past, though, which gives me a little more encouragement of her ability to perhaps duplicate that performance the other day. She finished second back in May behind a horse called Not a Bad Old Day, who was in great form at the time. Clearly handles cutting the ground, not badly drawn. The lad who rides her gets on really well with her, clearly, this Dennis Linehan, who's a very good apprentice coming through the ranks. And, you know, just a £5 penalty might not necessarily be enough to stop this horse winning again. Others to mention, I'd certainly give Missile Command a shout, albeit I do think he was advantaged by being drawn 15-15 the other day at Bellystown. Those of us that landed that punt were fully aware of how the draw might pan out at that track that night. And Double Fast, I thought, ran really well behind the Inform II Skipper down in the Curragh the other day. That was that's Philly's first real positive display in seven starts or six subsequent starts prior to that. So not a race I'm mad keen on, but I'll probably stick with Tanneron in the belief that she can do it again.
The penultimate race on the card is the 6.55. This is Division 2 of that Apprentice Handicap over 7 furlongs. And we've got a significant non-runner this morning in the shape of II Skipper. And that leaves us with joint favourites, Apache Gold and Fairy Foxglove, 11-2 joints at the top of the market. 6-1 for Avalanche. Mick Slates is 8. 9-1 for Peony Rose. 10-1 for Rapid Eye. 12-1 for Fast On and 14s or bigger. For the others, again, Andy, another open race at Goran. Who do you side with in there?
Yeah, in these kind of events, I often just tend to play with the straight back and go with horses that I've gone with before and have done me proud. And I like to hit the frame and give punters a bit of a run for their money. And Apache Gold's one such horse. I tipped him last time out. Unfortunately, bumped into II Skipper, who was landing a punt on that evening at Killarney and has gone in subsequently at the Curra. So that form has been boosted. And prior to that, he'd won quite well at Tipperary, beating Cashel Casualty. And, of course, Cashel Casualty himself went on to boost that form line with a win at Bellistown the other day. He's also run well at the track before. He's actually won here over the course, over a mile, back in 2012. Funny enough, I went through his form subsequent, and he's only raced here a couple of times thereafter, which is a bit odd. You would have thought that John Walsh, being a fairly local trainer to this course, would have run one of his stable regulars more often than he has done, but that was a bit of a surprise when I was checking his form out. But either way, do think he's going to run well here tonight. He's well drawn as well, right in the middle, which gives Donna Cobine plenty of options. If they come down the stand side, he can do that, and if they stay far side, he's not too badly drawn right in the middle. So every chance that Apache Gold will run his race here again tonight, and he'll do for me each way at 11-2.
Apache Gold there then, Fran D. The final race is the 7:25. We finish here with a maiden over a mile and three quarters. Here for the crack is the 2-1 favourite. Killian's Return 5-2, 11-4 for Queen Alphabet. Awega Star is 7-1 and 12s or bigger for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last?
Yeah, a lot depends on how the conditions pan out here tonight at Garran Park. With regard to the favourite here for the crack, who's had five starts on the level and yet to get his head in front, and albeit he's run well in defeat, he really doesn't like soft ground. That's the key to this horse. He has to have his hooves rattling, and his only real modest run, if you could call it a modest run one, was that Galway behind Time to Inspire when he faded quite tamely in the latter stages. But if it's good to soft or worse, then I think his chances are very much on the decline. Cillian's Return, I'm not absolutely totally convinced by him. He's had a few chances at short prices to get the job done and doesn't look all that willing in the finish, let's say. So I'm only really left with one here to put up, and that's Queen Alphabet, who arrives here off the back of a win over Hurdlers at Downroll. She's been a fairly consistent performer over the last year or two over Hurdlers, and she's running some good listed and graded races as well, albeit she's yet to really shine in that department. But this should be right up her street here. Good to softest ground, a mile six. She's got plenty of toe. And interesting that Connections have gone out of her way to book Pat Smullen. They obviously mean business with this horse here tonight and fancy their chances. And as I said, even the front two in the market are definitely beatable. So if they are going to get beat, it's going to be Queen Alphabet that does it.
Yeah, Queen Alphabet's brother, Royal Alphabet, took to the flat quite well as well, didn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, everyone will remember him. He was a really decent horse. So lots of positives to be taken from her chances tonight.
Okay. Good stuff, Andy. Let's just have a quick summary, as always, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, tricky all night tonight, Garen. We are massively confident of having too many winners, but hopefully we can get a few that will run well and hit the frame. Spiritual Man should finish in the first three, at the very worst in the first race. I'm really keen on Dalian in the 4:25. I'm definitely going to have a few quid on him at around about 10-1. Sam Cummins apply for 7 left in the 4:55. Two against the field are Haraz and Las Vega in the nursery. I quite like the chances of Gladly each way in the 5:55. I think she'll appreciate the step up and Triff. Tanneron was quite good down in Tipperary the other day, and she's got the conditions again to excel. In the 6:55, tricky old race, but Apache Gold's about as reliable as you can have a horse in a race like this, so he'll do for me. And in the final race, the front two in the market were taking on with Queen Alphabet, who arrives off the back of a good win 75 days ago over Hurdles.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Goran today.
Thanks, Mike.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.